Hi, I'm Walter Spires, and we are Hanging on Jesus Every Word. This week, we've been looking at the Sabbath and how to interpret that as New Testament Christians. I could preach a whole message on that sometime, but I'm trying to give you a quick overview so that you're not uninformed about this subject. We started Matthew 12:8, where Jesus said, "The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." He said that in a response to the criticism from the Pharisees that his disciples were picking grain and eating them on the Sabbath, and that was forbidden by the law. Last time I talked about the fourth commandment was to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. But the Ten Commandments and all those Levitical laws were given to the Jews. They were God's chosen people. But the fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, is the only one of the Ten Commandments that is not repeated in the New Testament. The other nine are. God gave the Sabbath to the Israelites to rest and do no work and honor Him. But that clearly doesn't carry over to us as New Testament Christians. In Romans chapter 14, verse 5, Paul wrote this, "One person regards one day above another. Another regards every day alike. Each person must be fully convinced in his own mind. He who observes a day observes it for the Lord." Perhaps Colossians 2:16 says it best. "Therefore, no one is to act as your judge in regard to food or drink, or in respect to a festival, or a new moon, or a Sabbath day, things which are a mere shadow of what is to come, but the substance belongs to Christ." My dear brothers and sisters, Christians worship God on Sunday because it is the day that Christ rose from the grave. It has nothing to do with a Sabbath. The Sabbath was Saturday. And I've studied that to go back and see how the Jews even got there because the days of the week weren't named. So be clear in your own mind on this. We do need a Sabbath. And Sabbath simply means to rest. We need a day that's set apart and holy to the Lord. For most Christians, that's the day that we worship on Sunday. But there are churches that meet on Saturday, and they meet during the week and other times that aren't Sunday. Let us remember above all that Jesus Christ said Himself, He is Lord of the Sabbath. It is Him who we worship, whether it is Sunday or on a Saturday or Wednesday night, whenever that is. And my admonition to you is to be careful and cautious not to be dogmatic or critical of others who value one day over another, and yet the intent is the same, to serve the Lord God and worship Him. Hanging on His every word, for Christ's sake, amen. To learn more about how you can become a Christian, grow in your walk with the Lord, donate to help keep this ministry going strong, and receive freely of all the biblical content, video, audio, and written, go to onlyjesus.life. That's onlyjesus.life.